everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Driving with Randy. How is everybody doing today? My name is Road Rage Randy, and this is the Driving with Randy podcast, a podcast I started almost 5 years ago from my 2007 Toyota Sienna Silver Edition. We are currently in a 2018 Subaru Forester Black Edition. The weather is beautiful. It's progressively getting a little colder in the mornings, but absolutely beautiful out here in Minnesota. I'd like to welcome you to the podcast. I'm Road Rage Randy. If you've never been a part of this podcast, make sure you buckle up because you're in for a treat. We're going to be talking about a whole plethora of topics here this morning. It's a mobile-based podcast where we're on the road. We're going to go to the site of one of these stories that I have to tell you guys. So there I was driving down the road. When was this? Like 3 days ago. I was driving down this here road right here, and right past the police station. The police station is like right here. Cop pulls up right behind me. I'm like, oh yes, typical. But you know, I wasn't doing anything. This guy is on my ass running my plates. I'm like, God, just pull me over. Get it over with. What the hell are you doing? So I'm sitting there. I'm driving the speed limit. I'm like, well, I could go straight to my town, or I could go straight. There's two routes. There's two routes to my house, basically, from where I'm at. I'm at the intersection right here. I could either go straight, or I could make a right-hand turn, or a left-hand turn, sorry. And I say, fuck it, we're gonna make a left-hand turn. And thank God I made that left-hand turn, because the cop was on my tail the second I put my blinker on and pull over. This guy, of course, follows me, puts his blinker on. I'm like, oh, just, we're going past the school zones. He's gonna like try and get me for speeding. Like, let's just get this over with, Mr. Policeman. Sure enough, there was a car. So there's signs lining the road that say, do not park from this time frame. There's a guy in his car parked there. The cop gets off my ass and turns his lights on and gets over to this guy that is pulled over in the do not park zone. I'm like, whoo, that was beautiful. Now, of course it would have been content if I gotten pulled over, because then I could talk about getting pulled over. But ladies and gentlemen, I found out the next morning my driver's side headlight was out, and this was at like 10 o'clock at night. So the cops in my town are absolutely ruthless with headlights. They don't give you warnings. They're pricks. They just give you a ticket and say, fix it. And then they fund, our town is built off headlight violations. Some towns are built off like the railroad industry. Some are built off of the farm world. Not my town. My town is built off of car headlights and their tickets, motherfuckers. Well, I had an extra in my back seats, or in my, I keep a couple extra in the back. That way, if I do get pulled over, I can say, well, let's go and fix it right now. Or if, let's say it's a brake light, I can just say, officer, I got one right back there. Let's figure out how to fix this together. But yeah, I got off the hook because I ended up going across a car that was in the do not park zone. So that was pretty fucking cool. This morning, I was out for a little walk, little stroll. You know, I take my rest days, and I was out for a little stroll, and next thing you know, I hear a car going, like, just laying on the fucking horn. And I'm like, what in the hell? So I look to the left. There's a orange vehicle, like, going slow as fuck. Like, it's 55. Same road, by the way. Same exact road. So it's 55. In this car, the orange car is probably going 30, 35 miles per hour. Like, just slow as fuck. And the car behind him did not like it. Hence the... Yeah, you know, so he's laying on the fucking horn, and the gray car pulls out to pass this car, and I just want to keep in mind, this is a solid yellow line. You cannot pass here. He fucking hits the orange car. Like, I hear the collision. I'm like, oh, Jesus. And then the silver car fucking drives off. The orange car just floors it after him. I'm like, I just witnessed a fucking hit and run. I don't know if I was supposed to call the cops or whatnot. I figured if they pulled over, up ahead, we'll be chilling and I can be a witness, but they weren't even pulled off. They weren't pulled off. I think it was a legit hit and run. I don't fucking know what I'm supposed to do in that situation. So, if my town loves to post about shit on Facebook, if they're like, if you have information leading to this hit and run, please contact this. I'll fucking contact them. I just didn't want to disrupt the emergency hotline or the, you know, the dispatch center. This chick is on the move, on a run. Hell yeah, lady, keep it up. We're eating a protein bar. What else do we have to talk about? Oh, we have all sorts of, I dug deep into the articles this week on the National Medical Institution, I think that's what it's called, where they put a whole bunch of, you know, people publish all their studies and shit. And I found some very, very interesting articles. So I follow a lot of accounts on Twitter that are part of the biohacking world. So they do all the research, and then I find, you know, a link to the article. I'm like, shit, I'm gonna read this. So I found all sorts of interesting stuff this weekend. So one, I found out that Kellogg's Corn Flakes will, one, most definitely never be a sponsor of the Driving with Randy podcast, but Corn Flakes were invented to prevent masturbation. Dr. Kellogg was a Seventh-day Adventist church, like, leader, higher up or something, and he's like, you damn people, you damn masturbators, we need to stop you. We're going to create something to stop you from masturbation. So he comes up with Corn Flakes. And he decides Corn Flakes are the solution. It's bland. The wheat was like estrogenic. And it was going to be amazing to prevent people from masturbating. And let me just tell you, from personal experience, I've eaten Corn Flakes before. It didn't help. It didn't help at all. And then earlier this morning, I was, you know, obviously coming up with something that I'm going to podcast about. And I was diving even deeper. And I came to the conclusion, like, I was searching. Graham crackers were made for the exact same reason. They were, so graham crackers and corn flakes. If you're trying to stop choking the chicken or choking the salami, whatever the fuck they call it these days, you must get on a cornflake graham cracker diet, I guess. That is ideal. But I didn't actually look at the research on that. I read the Wikipedia articles on that. The one I did read the research on, this one was pretty fucking crazy. So we're talking about, I'm gonna take another bite of my protein bar here real quick. So it had to do with, they wanted to decipher if nose size had any correlation with penal length. So they found 1,160 volunteers. How in the fuck do you find 1,160 volunteers to be part of this research? And they said, we're gonna figure out if there's any truth. I always hear the saying, you know what they say about big feet. And then, you know, it's supposed to be like, oh, you got a big dick or something. And then people will be like, no, you got big shoes or something along those lines. But that, Jesus Christ, this fucking roundabout is horrible. Why is everybody in the business section of this town? Jesus Christ, we're going to have to just gun it. Floor it. But that's, yeah, so 1,160 volunteers. And God, the research paper just went into incredible depth about how they did this. They had a variable called the SLP, the SPL, the stretched penis length. So they took a non-erect dick, stretched it, and then measured it. And then they talked about, they were going over the girth. Like, what are these researchers, like, what medical benefit comes from knowing if your nose length contributes to your penis length? So I got to thinking, I said, damn it, I shouldn't have read this article. So when I started doing research into like evolutionary dentistry and really finding out about what contributes to jaw lines and facial structure, and I learned so much about it that I can really, for the most part, look at a person. Okay, this is a lady. I've seen this lady before because I know her license plate. Haha, yes. Yes, it is. I was driving side by side with her the other day.
Learning
about facial structure and what defines it and how your teeth and dentistry and orthodontics contribute to it. So, for the most part, if I can look at somebody's face and see their facial structure, for the most part, I can determine whether or not they had braces as a kid or what the state of their teeth are. Because I've looked at people and I said, holy shit, they've got something going on there. And then they'll smile and they're like missing half their fucking teeth. So I got to thinking, maybe I should not read this article. Maybe I'll start being able to look at people's noses and be like, damn, that bro is packing. Or like, holy shit, this guy's got a little tic-tac just by looking at his fucking nose. I'm not going to start doing that. Anyways, so basically they've concluded that your weight in BMI, your weight, that's basically the same fucking thing. Your BMI contributed, it had a direct correlation to the girth. So if you're trying to, let's say you're being a tic-tac, this is not medical advice here, but let's say you're tic-tacking it up a little bit and you want to add a little bit of a width to it. Maybe you should start eating fucking food and get fat, up that BMI, because BMI had a direct correlation to the width of dick. This is crazy topic to be discussing on the podcast, but this is all backed by medical research I did. And then they said that nose length had a, it, what'd they say? I think it, the your nose length did correlate with your maximum penile length, but it also said that because your nose, maybe they, okay, I'm trying to remember correctly. It's been a couple days. I think they said the nose was determined at birth how large it was going to be. And honestly, nothing I've ever researched has kind of went to the point of like, you know, nobody wants to get their nose bigger. So it's not like, you know, some people want to work on their jawline so they'll chew Massif gum. But if you're trying to get your nose big, why the fuck would you wouldn't want your nose bigger? I wonder if there is something you could do out there to make your nose bigger outside of plastic surgery that would then correlate to upping your dick length. Huh. I'm not doing the research on that, ladies and gentlemen. Anyways, those are the articles I read this week. They just happened to come about my Twitter feed, and I did some intense research into it. I'm not going to be, this is not a frequent topic or anything I'm going to continue to research, because quite frankly, I don't give a fuck. I just thought it was quite interesting. In the span of 2 weeks, all these articles just came across my Twitter news feed. So I gave them a read. I want to kind of talk about something else too, because this is a very interesting NASA experiment. I just think it's kind of cool. It's kind of cool, like, they do all this scientific research, but like, what the fuck were they getting out of measuring these 1,100 people's dick lengths? Like, what the fuck kind of information is that? What are you gonna do with that? Nothing. It means nothing. But there was a NASA experiment where I think they had like a tray of LSD and a spider was in it, and then they watched the spider make a web, and the web was fucking bizarre. So he's like, huh, maybe we should see what kind of, how drugs affect the brain. So they gave NASA gave all these spiders all these drugs. They gave them marijuana, caffeine, LSD, some benzos, and they wanted to see how it affected the way they made their web, which would ultimately reflect the way it affects our brains. And it's a very, very interesting image to look at. I highly recommend you go look at it. But the way caffeine affects your brain is unfucking believable. And it's caffeine is my drug of choice. I love caffeine. It's so fucking good. But super incredible and super cool to look at. Other than that, folks, this week we're going to be, I don't know, maybe diving deep into the medical journals once again. I have a run this weekend. I've been doing some questionable runs this week on my ankle. My Achilles has been kind of bothering me. Not necessarily my Achilles, but the way it inserts into my calf. So my ankle's been a little stiff. I've been working on it. Nothing too crazy. It hasn't been like I shouldn't be running. It's been maybe I shouldn't be running, but then I keep running. So I'm doing 13 with a friend tomorrow. Nice, bright, and early, 7:15 a.m. It's gonna be amazing. We're gonna do like 13 miles. Should take maybe 2 hours and 10 minutes, probably tops. Depending on how the ankle holds up. And then Sunday, I'm going to just determine how I'm feeling. It's definitely at the point where I should stress it. I stressed it yesterday, and for like an hour and a half after my run, I was kind of limping around, but then the inflammation went down and it like felt a lot better. So we're going to keep stressing it a little bit, and hopefully it'll heal up. Cut the miles down. We're going to try and hit maybe a 42 mile week. We're going to try and hit maybe 2 or 3 42 milers in a row. And then we'll bump it up to 45 and then 48. And then we'll get into that'll take us into March, where we're going to be trying hitting some 55 mile weeks before we taper down before our race in April. I'm excited. I'm still, despite the ankle, I'm still feeling pretty fucking great. And if you notice, there's always a trend. Something's always bothering me. It's either my calf, my ankle, my foot. Doesn't matter what it is. Something's always bothering me, but I usually push through it and I'm always ready by race day. So I'm going to keep training along, keep chugging along. I hope you guys are in for a great weekend ahead. Maybe don't scroll through Twitter and find some bizarre news articles on Kellogg's and graham crackers and nose correlation to your dick length. It's crazy out there, folks. Anyways, follow me on Twitter at Thoughts by Randy. Venmo, PayPal, link is in the description below. Make sure you leave a review on whatever platform you are tuning into this beautiful podcast on. That bro was yawning. He's ready for Friday to be over. He's ready for the weekend. Me as well. The sun is shining. We're on these country roads right now. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope I see you back next week. If I don't, well, I hope you have a wonderful life. Peace.